Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
Good Friday morning, August 22nd. Welcome to the weekend. A beautiful afternoon. Sunshine feeling in the low 30s. Right now it's 15. The dollar 71.81 cents U.S. I'm Stacey Englehart. Air Canada expects to be operating close to its full network schedule by today and says they're ready to cover several costs incurred by passengers whose flights were canceled during the strike. That includes hotel stays and meals, but you must have receipts and need to submit them through the online customer portal. The airline said it could take a month to be reimbursed due to the anticipated volume of claims. Talks that had been scheduled today between Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers have been put on hold. The union said they were informed by Canada Post that the Crown Corporation needs more time to review offers from the union. Quebec said the number of infants hospitalized from RSV has fallen significantly after a successful vaccination campaign. A preliminary study found the vaccine was more than 80% effective at preventing emergency room visits or hospitalization. The agency's director of public health said almost 75% of all eligible infants received about 56,000 doses. The provincial government is planning a new vaccine campaign by September 30th. Quebec's health minister said it wants to reduce deaths linked to economic inequality by 10% by 2035, in addition to reducing the burden of preventable diseases by the same percentage. Health Minister Christian Dubé made the announcement yesterday morning as he launched a new health prevention strategy to reduce stress on the healthcare sector. He spoke of Ministry 2.0, emphasizing a, quote, real shift from curative care to a focus on prevention. And the Quebec Liquor Board may be forced to destroy $300,000 worth of U.S. booze that the province has banned from stores. The provincial government on March 4th ordered the state-owned corporation to empty the shelves of U.S. alcohol. U.S. alcohol purchased before the boycott is being stored, but Quebec's Liquor Board said unless the government changes its guidelines, they're going to have to destroy some products once they expire. Light 106.7 Sports CFL yesterday. Montreal lost to Winnipeg 26-13. Tonight, Ottawa hosts Edmonton at 7:30. NFL preseason, Pittsburgh beat Carolina. The Giants blasted New England. And the Blue Jays start up a weekend series in Miami. Tonight's game is at 7:10. Light 106.7 weather, sunny and warm today with a humidex feeling in the low 30s, overnight down to 18. A sun-cloud mix tomorrow feeling 34 with humidity and a chance of rain Sunday and a high of 24. Right now it's 15 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacey Englehart.